I will go ahead and call the public hearing to order at 1902 for the variance request of 480 Henrietta Avenue. No, council or staff had any updates, and then we can turn it over to.
No, just basically what I want to review is kind of just give a variance review. So basically, in our setbacks, the minimum he could have is 15 feet for the front. The existing is probably around half a foot, but that's off the lot line. And he's looking to go 10 feet off the front setback. The side setbacks, he's good. Required setbacks 10 feet. We're at about 17 and 12. So he'd also be looking at a rear setback. So what we have there is it's 35 feet, and we'd be looking at about 4.5 feet that we would be off the lot line. So that's basically the variances we're looking for, is for the to the front and rear setbacks. I don't know if the public has any comments, questions, concerns. Some of the nice things with this is it'll move it back a little bit, like we've said, from right up to the lot line to about 10 feet to even maybe a little more on the majority of the home for the front. The rear, it's 4 feet, but it's in the, it's only in one of the corners there where it's about 5 feet. But I think, what is the other side there?
Looks like it's almost 17 feet.
Yeah. So there we're about, 17 feet. 16. Yep. So it'll be moved over a little bit to the side, so it'll be farther away from the bar, not so close to the bar. And then do you know, Jim, was anything, were you able to make any arrangements with that old garage or no?
Yeah, the person that will take it, all of it wants to be moved to the lake.
Okay.
We had this one at the same time frame that we're going to demo.
Okay. So then the other thing is the old garage there that's off the alley, about a foot.
Yeah.
That'll be gone. So that'll, so I mean, there's some plus and minuses, but I think there's more pluses to this build than there are minuses.
Any public comments?
I just think that I think a lot is living the first thing that's down here right now. I think it's good that the garage is going to be gone. The sideline is going to be better. There's been a lot of close calls with people coming out of that alley. Can't see what's coming. And to have the house off that sidewalk is going to make it a lot nicer too.
Yeah, aesthetically, it'll just be.
It's going to look a lot neater and nicer for the community. Sitting that way, then is the house would still be there and the garage is there.
Any other comments from the public?
And then just so council knows, haven't received any other feedback from anyone else. No other comments, nothing. So no objections.
If there's no other public comment, then I look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Councilman Tracy, I make motion to move the public hearing.
Councilman Poplar, second.
Moved and seconded to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. We are closing the public hearing at 1906. We'll go ahead and call the City Council meeting for June 13, 2023 to order at 1906. If all would rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice. Welcome everyone. Now, again, we have a section here for the public. If there's anybody that wants 2 minutes of fame, so come up and sit in the hot seat. All right, we'll move on then to agenda review. I look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Well, I might have skipped the fire department report for now. Go on to old business and the land use application variance. We just had the public hearing. Now is the question what the council would like to do. As you can see in the packet, there are four options that are laid out. Whichever one we want to do is where we'll go next.
Unless council or public has any objections, I mean, what I would look at is we'd probably look at option number two.
What's number two?
So what option two is approval with conditions, and the two conditions are is that a building permit, which you have to pull anyways. And then just the second option is that the buildings conform with all other standards and regulation and code. Nothing really outside that would be required anyways, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like the standard.
Right.
So
we're being
on the planning commission for years ago and they had one. You know, the only very part of that front setback in the southwest corner. But the trade on is you're going to gain along the street. So I think it's a good goal to do it.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's not like he's got 4 or 5 feet there. He's still got room for maintenance or access, you know. So it's not like there's anything that it's impeding or anything other than it's a little closer to your neighbor or what. But I don't even think there's anything back there other than a garage anyway. So.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I do too.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2022-06, option two, approval with conditions.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to adopt 2023-06, approving the proposed front and rear setback variances at 480 Henrietta with the following conditions based on the report submitted to the City Council on June 13th. 2023, a building permit shall be issued prior to commencement of construction. The proposed building shall conform to all other standards and regulations in the city code. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes.
Good to go. So with that, we can start the permitting. And then what I'll do is I'll get you a copy of that resolution. And what Mark will want to do is go down to the courthouse and file that with his property. So that way it's on record. If he would ever sell, it's, you know, that way the it stays with the property, the variances.
I'm sure you've noticed the fencing too. We'll keep that fencing up during demo. And during the first phase, that we get a cap.
Good.
So nobody falls in patrons of the bar or people walk by on the sidewalk.
Yep.
So they don't fall in the board and like that. So.
Excellent.
Just so you guys know, in the alley, there is a water shut off. Just don't do any digging.
That's it. It's marked.
It is, but
it's random back set.
Yeah,
it's literally 6 inches off the garage.
Yeah, it's right in that corner, and it's been hit before. So, yeah, Just so you know, it's my all to get one before you have a certain day or part of it.
Excellent. We'll move on then to the water improvements project, the old water tower.
Okay, so we met for the pre-con for the water main improvements at the old water tower location. So basically, we're looking and hoping to start the week after 4th of July. So be like the week of the 10th is tentatively when we're scheduled to start that. And then also I'm waiting for an estimate from them for the hydrant, adding hydrant on Brad Street too. So
okay.
We're hoping to tie that into the project.
Yeah.
Good. Collins, any questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll move on then to the vacant lot.
Any thought process or anything on land use for vacant lot on Brad Street?
I don't know, a guy who needs him.
Anything comes up, just
yeah.
Send it maybe we put in a newsletter too,
mm-hmm.
just to see if
yep.
get people's thought process.
Okay, we'll move on then to new business. We were asked by a group for Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, which is October 15th. Information is in your packet. If we would entertain doing a proclamation, and I have no reason why we wouldn't want to do that. And talking with staff, no reason was there. So unless there's any objection from council members, we'll just move forward with doing that.
I'm fine with it.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I'll draft a resolution for next meeting.
Perfect. Community hall repairs. You've only been on the job for how long, and now you're making repairs? Are you breaking things over there?
Been busy.
All right. Want to update counselors?
Do you have them pictures? I do, but I can't project. Dang. Projector. I can't get this mirror to work, and then I didn't realize I gave you my adapter for your second monitor.
Oh,
so I can't hook it up. You know, maybe I can move it.
Let's be over here.
That's the beam that's old. Now be able to with that. That all should be. And then almost.
Yeah.
Here.
Building.
What I'm going to do is really try some processor bear on chin actually, so it's it should
could be more.
Do it right, take it and tore apart back in. There's side behind there, it's not even attached to. Not attached to the building, but on the other side where the that ramp is, it's attached there, which shouldn't be attached standing like this. I mean, I don't know how long it's like that, if it's home. Dan's gonna get a price and then our guy's gonna go different thing. It's the other side.
Well, let's find out what it's gonna cost.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll keep.
Then we got some other conduit that run, and all of it on that north side. Have you ever been there? It looks like it was piecemealed, like a temporary.
Yeah, there was a gas line that went to Westminster. There's that just made it finish. And we got different paint for this. And
so that way we can put all this mostly, basically,
that will all be inside.
So all be inside, not exposed. You can tell. I mean, it's in your top conduit. Gave that. Get that, all this stuff.
Where do I think? It's right. Because I think, too, you know, we're going to repave that. So we're just started working on getting estimates for that now.
Okay.
Cement pad, what's that?
That's probably
that's
front of the building.
That's
on the front. The front. But along with that, do you want the step?
Yep. I don't know. Has anybody seen them steps on the ramp? They're just leaning, like probably 2 inches leaning, and it's pulling away from. Unless anybody has objection, I think we tear the things apart and then just put a railing out there. Because it's, and then if we do put even stairs there, I don't know, or just keep the ramp, it's something we decide.
Our thought was just close off the ramp.
Because the 2x10 that's on there, it totally pulled away. So it's barely holding. So.
Constant, any objection just to get rid of the stairs?
Get rid of the stairs?
Yeah, you can walk up a ramp.
Great.
It'd be a lot easier to walk up a ramp anyway.
Well, and plus during the wintertime when it, or springtime when it melts and refreezes.
It's all ice. When I started, that was like
nasty.
2 feet ice there.
Yeah. So it's a hazard right there.
Yes.
Yeah. One more parking spot there, maybe. Oh. It steps out now. So
birds once.
All right. Cement pad.
On the back is kind of like a
guy. Well, before we jump into that, the one before it, that shows kind of what we're looking to repave for the untitled map. In the red there is what we're proposing to do is to just retar the north side of the hall there, where's that back driveway, kind of the blue area there or what? Is kind of what the sportsman's club would like to put in there for their trailer for when they have a fish fry. Mm-hmm. So what we would be responsible for the red, and they'd be responsible for the blue, bluish pink area there, purple area. So that's what we're looking.
Comments, any questions?
No.
Good. That picture actually might work out better to talk about the cement pad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that little area over there. Front, so that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You can kind of see.
So at first we talked about motivations and he was talking about squaring that off, which it's 16 foot six out, but I think we're looking at the dome and by the road there, it's on Jacob Street, it's going to be 6 feet of just grass. And that's where on the last page, I kind of drew it how, I don't know if you want to go straight angled with that sidewalk or kind of angle it 4 feet to 4 feet in or so, or because we pretty much got to take the sidewalk out because it's kind of sunk and it's just to attach that with a just filling it in, I don't think is the right thing to do because even by the stairs there's probably an inch grip guys are pretty much for the sidewalks meet.
So the conversation is to remove that piece of sidewalk out and then either make it just a square pad.
Square pad, like have the 30 foot by 16 foot six, or else follow up what it is right now and then just kind of go into the sidewalk on Jacob. If you want to go straight or kind of angle it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you come out from Jacob Street.
Mm-hmm.
So you come out from here.
Yep. It's like keep that straight going straight across, or else okay. Right where that starts the radius if you want to radius in.
Or just make all of this.
That whole thing we're cement. Talking about. Yeah. Concrete, the whole thing. Yeah. And then and all the lines of
top. Just
about.
Be kind of a gather area. And then we some put benches some benches in there.
That's what I would recommend doing.
Yeah.
Honestly. I think it would look so nicer too.
Keeping the curved. And then filling in.
Yeah, doing the big patch, the 16 by.
Oh, you think the whole thing?
Yep.
So when you say whole, are you thinking about this whole thing here?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the one, that's the side that the tree died on, right? Because then we have two ornamental trees.
Half an ornamental tree. That one's not doing too hot either.
No.
Well,
I don't like the soil there, I don't think.
Well, who knows what the soil is like there anyway. Council, is that the direction we want to give?
I mean, to get bids for? Benches out there. People congregate.
Especially on a warmer night when it's warmer out there in there and they come out and they can kind of, you know, instead of tearing up grass and be.
So what are you guys thinking when you look at more the square option or the round good?
Square option.
The square.
Yep.
What are you thinking from?
That's what I mean.
And just leave like a 6 foot
yep.
grass in there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or whatever one swath or the
one more is too, yeah.
More is.
Keep it simple. 60 inches.
5 feet, it is in.
Perfect. Lighting bar side. So to give you the council update and you as well, Jason, the board for the Lions can't approve the it's above the approval amount for the board. So next Monday it is on the agenda. And I don't foresee it not getting approved, but we would be just doing the bar side lights. The $1,500 LED, I think it was. So not
just by the bar.
Yeah, just on the bar side. The board thought that there's enough light on the other side that we probably don't need any more additional lighting over there. But we definitely need it on the bar side. If you guys have ever been in there at night, and that side gets pretty dark. I mean, it's lit up, but it's still relatively dark.
You're talking the main area or the... Or just where the bar is. Or...
Just on the east side.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole east side.
The whole east side?
Yeah.
That
was what that $1,500 quote was for, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was what that $1,500 quote was for, right?
It was 16.
Or 16?
Yeah.
It was for the whole east side, right?
Yeah.
because there was like 24 lights for the east side, like the main area, which was a lot more. Yeah, that was just that. I think he meant like where the bar is, putting lights there, like that hallway going back and then back to the men's room.
Oh, okay.
That was and 24 lights was that where right now I think there's 16 in there, and that was just them single lights.
Okay,
and that's what that is. So.
So they are those two quotes are for the east side then, okay.
Yep. That's just all one on east side.
By the hall and by the okay, I gotcha.
Yep. So,
like I say, we'll be discussing it at the Lions meeting on next Monday, and then we'll have a decision after that, whichever way they decide to go.
Because above it the then four. What was it? That's above in the community hall. Where that quote is, that's them. There's them four lights there that are like from 1970 yet. That's the city's fixing them.
Okay.
So the Lions Community Hall is that hallway going back there, and then the 24 lights, which if you want to be less than 24, if you want just right now, there's 16 there.
Okay.
So if you just want that same 16, or if you want 24, that's what Brandon. He did the calculations, and that's how much light that there should be, he said.
Okay. Well, it'll be discussed on Monday, and then I'll text you after we get done with that.
Okay.
Colts, any questions on that? Okay. Park grills.
Them by the open shelter, the two grills that are on each side, as I've... One time I've seen somebody use them and they're all rusted out.
I mean, get rid of them.
Objections.
Get rid of them.
Why more on them?
Okay.
Easy enough. Okay. City street signs.
So basically, there too, me and Jason, we went around and we're looking at replacing a bunch of the street signs that are just, I mean, some of them are really faded and can't and make out and just really cracked and bad. So how many did we figure? It was about seven?
Yeah, eight.
Seven, eight signs that we're looking to have the county make and get them replaced.
Fix them.
Yeah, and then damn. The only thing is we have, what was it? The only question we really have
right
was William.
All by Jacob Street. I talked to Andy and it's a county thing. It's county road. But I mean, how many people go straight on Jacob where people are coming on Henrietta? And damn near crash there. Same with by the railroad tracks and railroad. I mean, would you guys want? I mean, we put a sign up there. It has to go through the county engineer, traffic engineer, anyway. So,
I mean, yes.
You want us to pursue it?
Yes.
And see what they can do. I mean,
right.
What would you guys want? A stop sign, a yield sign, or?
I mean, at least a yield sign.
And then that's what I was thinking. Like. Even traffic from right does not stop. And I've seen them
sign. Yeah, that's what we were thinking, a yield sign with.
Yeah. Something new.
So, talk to Andy and see what that.
Yeah. And then we were going to change the sign on William Street. What is it now? Is it?
No trucks or farm equipment.
No trucks or farm equipment, but it's a dead end. We thought we'd change that sign out and just put dead end. I mean, I don't think you're going to be driving truck or your tractor to
probably from
no, you know, and if you see dead end, you'll just be like, oh, so unless there's any objection to that, or thought was to change that to just a dead end sign.
Yeah.
No, that seems good to do. Good. Council, any other questions for staff or anything else on signs? If not, we'll move on. To the public nuisance for 320 Sophia.
All right. So if you guys recall, it looks like back to
September 13th, 2022. We had given Mr. Gregonis till June 1st, 2023 to complete his project of his garage. No permit has been obtained, and I don't believe any work has been completed. Thoughts on what you want to do?
Well, he agreed to the conditions that we put.
Prosecute him. Take it to.
He knew it was coming.
Yep. I mean, he was up here and said he'd get it done. And
he gave the date.
Okay. I will move forward with it.
Okay. Good. So National Night Out is early this year.
Yep.
August 1st.
So I think we've just given you a heads up pretty well. I'll break Jason and Jan in and we'll get everything set up and good to go. I mean, I know the format and formality of it. So, I mean, I don't know if there's anything else you want to pursue. I mean, honestly, just, I mean, we had the face painters, but it was getting expensive, to be honest. I don't know if anybody else knows anyone else that does face painting or some other little attraction. I mean, I'm open to things.
When we did one for Santa, we had some Stephen Fest royalty do face painting, and we just gave him a couple of bucks. I mean, it was really a big hit. Okay. I think that might be.
So maybe that might be something we can look into. I'll look into that. Okay. But yeah, just a heads up, August 1st, so it is early.
Didn't they change the name?
Yeah, what is it now?
It's not called National Night Out anymore.
Night to Unite.
Night to Unite now.
What's it called?
Night to Unite. Tonight.
Go ahead. Sounds like a plan there.
Okay.
Now that the chief has woke up from his nap, we'll go ahead and have him talk now.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As always, I'll keep this really quick. Start off. I'm looking for approval for Chief 3 officers, officer selection, which would be Stephen Buccantini, who is the only one to turn in an application. So I just need approval from Council to move that forward.
Council thoughts or a motion?
Make a motion to approve Stephen Buccantini for Chief 3 officer.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve Buccantine for Chief 3 officer. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. New chief.
Okay. Next thing is, I don't even know if I need a motion or approval for this, but I came to you guys a few months ago and we bought some air packs with that leftover money that we'd been putting into an account. The fire department would like to buy one more out of our general fund. So our engine 12 is fully equipped. So we plan on cutting a check for that. Its price went up on them after I ordered. So it's like $6,400, something like that for an air pack frame without a bottle. So like I said, I don't know if I need a motion, but I just wanted to give a heads up. So when a bill comes across Jeremy's desk for, you know, $6,500, he doesn't, you know, turn white and wonder what the heck is going on. But fire department plans on paying for that. So,
Chairman, do you want a motion for that? Or?
Yeah, well, we just do a motion since it's donation anyway.
It looks for a motion then to approve up to $6,500 for one more air pack purchase.
I make a motion for the fire department to approve an additional air pack purchase for up to $6,500.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So we would second it to approve the purchase of additional air pack up to $6,500 for the fire department. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed.
Passes. Thank you. Next thing, I haven't done anything 100% yet, but end of May, I was out fishing on the Missouri River in South Dakota and ran into some individuals that are on the fire department in Pollock, South Dakota. It's a town that maybe has 150, 200 people in it. And we got talking about gear and stuff like that. And I found out from him that they are They have like 15 members on the fire department, and they have three SCBAs and a handful of turnout gear. And so they really don't have a lot. And I said, well, we have some. I said, we have turnout gear, old SCBAs, wild land gear. But since the city buys this stuff, I'm looking to possibly donate it to them. I would work with Jeremy to figure out what the stuff is worth that way, as far as donation records. Stuff shows if, you know, turnout gear is worth $2,000, then, and you give three sets, hey, that's $6,000 type of deal. I haven't talked to their chief yet. I wanted to get everything on our end of things taken care of before I got their hopes up. All the stuff I'd be looking to donate has been replaced on our end of things. There's nothing that we have that we keep for new members. The way the budget and stuff is set up, pretty much any new member that comes on gets fit with personal fit gear. It's becoming an NFPA standard that everyone's got to have gear that fits them. Can't be hand-me-downs anymore by their law. So I guess I'm just looking for questions or discussion if you guys have any, or approval to donate gear to a needy fire department.
I'd be all for it if we ain't using it.
Yeah.
If they need it,
yeah.
Give it to them.
Yeah, 100% as is. And I told them, I said, well, we're in the process of purchasing all new air packs. And I said, the air packs that we have are 20, 25 years old. They still work, but according to our rules, if we go and get them tested, they'll drill a hole in them because they're too old. But I said, you guys can use them. I said, your rules in South Dakota are different than our rules in Minnesota. I said, if you guys are okay using them, I said, that's for you guys and your chief to decide. So, like I said, I wanted to talk with you guys before I went any further with it. The fire department was okay with it. They said the same thing you guys did. If there's a department in need, give it to them. So,
Why don't you put together a final list and then we can approve it at the next meeting? And then that way you can communicate. I don't think there's going to be any resistance to doing it.
Okay.
But then communicate with them like, hey, this is what we have.
Sure.
I'm going to just make it more formal at that point.
Okay. Couple other things I didn't have on here. We did hose testing this year, and I talked to Jeremy about it before. We're budgeted for $2,000 a year for hose testing. Well, the price increase came through for cost of living and a bunch of other stuff. Came up to be like $3,500 for hose testing. So the fire department is going to pick up the $1,500 or $1,300, whatever it was, that is over budget. And then come budget time, I'm going to be looking to council to possibly up that so we continue to have our hose tested without issue.
I'll make note of that.
Okay. And I'll keep it in my head too. So when we get closer to the budget cycle, we can work on that.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. The only other thing I have that is not at all fire department related, I was wondering if the city would be willing to get some signage down at the Bicentennial Park indicating which softball field is which.
We're on it.
Okay. I've been doing some coaching, and there's kids that are dropped off at one field and they walk all the way to the other and vice versa. Parents don't know which field is which. So
How do they have them designated anyway?
The one, the west one is one and the east one is number two.
Over every week or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
So, all right. You guys read my mind.
You would think just calling them east and west would be easy enough.
You would think, but when in Hamburg, that's fine. But then you get to like the sports complex in Norwood and Cologne where they have multiple fields.
Which way north again?
Yeah.
Which way east west?
Yeah.
So one and two, I think we're going to go with.
Well, let's let Darwin take care of the rest.
If only it were that easy. So that's all I have, unless you guys.
And then the only thing, other thing I got is, did you see, I think Luke CC'd on County Road 50 closures?
I guess I didn't see what he had put on there, but.
Okay. So I'm hoping that we get updates and that they go to you too.
Okay.
Because I asked them for weekly updates.
Sure.
So that way you're up to date. So you know when that's going to be closed and this out here too. So
perfect.
You have a fire.
Yep. Yeah. And I was thinking about it, and I drove by out here today. I had the day off, and It looked like they were keeping at least one lane of traffic open, you know, for now. So that if we were to have something that way, I already talked to Plato Chief and just said, hey, be ready, because if that's completely closed, we got to make a pretty big loop around,
right,
and it'd probably be quicker for Plato. And I was going to talk to Norwood Chief at the same time when they start doing the east side of town. I can't imagine there'd be much for complete closure on the east side of town, but just in case, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
The county, so.
So, any questions for me?
Also? Well, yeah. Looks like we got up easy this time.
Yeah, I like it. All right, you guys have a good evening.
You too. Thanks for your. All right, we'll move on to the city council reports. We'll skip Mitch, Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
All right, so we'll be getting out a newsletter this week. And I think that's all I have, because the 4th is on a Tuesday, right?
July. Correct.
So I will keep my mirrors in time then for July. I just, yeah.
Good.
Other than that, then I would look for entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
So moving second to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for June 13th, 2023 is adjourned at 1943.